أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ In this surah, which is a Makki surah revealed in Makkah Sharif, and as the common theme and the subject matter of the surahs and the Quran Sharif that was revealed in Makkah Sharif deals with Akhirat, the life or the maut, the life after death, and so this surah also deals with that aspect, and it explains that the people who will be successful in Akhirat, what great enjoyments they will have right on the day of Qiyamah already, and on the other hand the non-believers, what their terrible consequences will be. And also the surahs of Makkah deal more greatly with the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that also is explained very beautifully with very striking examples of Allah's Qudrat in the unique form of the camel, how Allah has created the camel, how Allah Ta'ala has made the great, great sky over us which all can see, how Allah Ta'ala has expanded the land beneath our feet, and how the land is, all these great signs of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And then towards the end again, to remind mankind that he must prepare for his eternal and everlasting life of the Akhirat. In the previous surah, Surah Ala, Allah Ta'ala explained that we have to do the purification of our soul, Islah of our soul, how important that is. And when a person does that, Allah makes his life in this dunya already like Jannah. And because of perhaps that, amongst the many other reasons, we are not inclined at all towards our Islah, our purification of the soul. So we know the turmoil that the whole Ummah is going through, individuals, families, communities are going through, because we pay no attention towards that purification. On that purification, Allah grants all this goodness of this dunya also, and of the Akhirat as well. So, and then Allah Ta'ala explained also that the problem is we give preference to this temporary life of this dunya and to the haram desires of our nafs. Our nafs is right out of control, and we just fulfill the desires of the nafs, and that has brought our the condition which is upon us. Whereas we should prepare for the Akhirah, and this subject matter has come in the previous scriptures as well. Yeah, in this surah then Allah Ta'ala says, Hal ataka hadithul ghashiyah, kuch pohunchi tujhko baat us chupane wale ki, as the news, as the information of that great event which will overshadow everything else, has that come to you? In other words, definitely it has come. Like today also we know, you can speak to a non-Muslim also, even to an atheist, and he will know, the news has come to him, that it is around in the whole world, that day is going to be the last day, the final day, which somebody may call doomsday, and it will be doom and destruction for those people who did not believe in that day. They will see, but even a person who is far from deen, a person who might be living in some mountains or somewhere, everywhere a person will know that the final day is coming. Not only Muslims, not only people of other religions, Christians, etc., but everyone, even an atheist, will speak of the last day. It has fallen in the ears. So this is a thing which is common knowledge to everyone. So Allah Ta'ala asked, has that news come to you? The overshadowing of that day, the day of Qiyamah, in which way will that be? A beautiful example is given, like we spend the night now. The night was calm, cool, everyone was in their houses, in their beds, and it was quiet and calm. But now, with the day coming out, it has overshadowed the night. Now all that calmness is now finished. Now cars are moving from Fajr time, at least for Muslims in their communities. And further than that, already people are gone to work, people are on their way. The kitchens have become busy, breakfast is being prepared, phone calls have started, so it has overshadowed the night. And then when the night will come, it overshadows the day. The day that was so busy, everyone was doing this, that, etc. As the night comes, we say, I will speak to you tomorrow. Call me tomorrow. It's late now. And soon the night overshadows all the busyness of the day. Everyone, the phone calls were being made. People were coming to the house. We were going to meet other people. All that came to a dead quietness, and the night overtook everything. Like that, this whole system of this world which is carrying on. Everything is carrying on. When the day of Qiyamah will come, it will overshadow all this, and the whole system of the world will crash on that day. Everything, the skies will be broken to pieces, the big, huge, strong mountains will be destroyed, they will fly like cotton wool. Everything of the system of the world will come to an end. So Allah Ta'ala is really jolting us out of our unmindfulness, that we don't think about the day of Qiyamah. We don't prepare for it. Allah Ta'ala is giving us a hard knock here, so that we can understand. So Allah says, Hal ataka hadithul ghashiya? Did that news of that overshadowing, overpowering day, has it come to you? In other words, definitely it has come to you. And on that day, what will be the condition of man? Allah Ta'ala describes that also. So the Quran Sharif has got a great, great message for us, a living message for our every moment of our lives. But unfortunately, we don't pay heed to the Quran Sharif. May Allah open our unmindful minds and hearts and open it to reality. This was happened to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they overran the whole world. It was with this Quran Sharif that they overran the world. Not with the swords that they spread Islam, but with this great Quran Sharif, which is with us also today. But we have just kept it as one kitab at the most, for those people who will perhaps just recite it sometimes. But whereas the Quran Sharif has to be completely part of our life. May Allah bless us with these realities, have mercy on us, and guide us towards righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.